Christine Blasey Ford wants an FBI investigation of her accusation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her while they were both in high school. She wants that before she testifies before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Democrats have picked up the call. Here is Senator Mazie Hirono speaking to CNN this morning.
This is the kind of investigation that the FBI is supposed to be doing. This is new information that they got. They should be able to do their jobs. And who's stopping them right now? It's the president. It's the administration.
Republicans on the committee have instead urged Ford to testify about the allegation at Monday's hearing without an FBI investigation. NPR congressional correspondent Scott Detrow is with me in the studio here in Washington today. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Jeremy.
So Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley has said he still plans to hold a hearing on Monday as scheduled, even if Ford doesn't attend. What are the politics here?
A lot of politics here. Republicans said they took this accusation seriously and they want to hear from Ford. And they said Monday is the day to hear from her. They're not budging on that. They're not open to the idea of pushing the hearing back, waiting for an investigation. They're saying, we take you seriously, and Monday is the day to do it. Now, of course, Democrats are saying that's ridiculous, that this needs to be looked at further. And now you heard from Ford saying that she's not going to testify unless there's a further FBI investigation. I think it's very unclear what happens next. I think there's a lot of political risk to having a hearing where Kavanaugh testifies and that's it. And I think Democrats aren't sure what they would do if that's the case. But I've heard several Democrats talk about the idea of even just outright boycotting the hearing if that's what happens.
Well, and you wonder if some of the Republicans like Senator Jeff Flake would be OK with that as well if it was just Kavanaugh testifying and not Ford.
Yeah. You have seen Flake and Bob Corker, who were two voices who said it was clear they wanted to hit pause and hear from Ford. They've walked that back a little bit. And Bob Corker has said, hey, if she doesn't testify Monday, we should move forward and hold vote. Mm-hmm. Flake has not gone that far, but he's saying he's urging Ford to testify on Monday. He doesn't seem to be open to the idea of delaying the hearing.
President Trump talked to reporters this morning before he boarded a plane to North Carolina, and he answered questions about the accusation and blamed Democrats for bringing it forward so late in the confirmation process. Here he is.
We've held up the whole hearing. What I don't like is that Senator Feinstein had this letter for a period of like 3 months from July, maybe even before that, but from July. Why didn't Senator Feinstein bring this up at her meeting with Judge Kavanaugh?
The president is referring there to California Democrat Dianne Feinstein. Does the president have a point in laying some blame for this situation at her feet?
Feinstein's come under a lot of criticism for sitting on this letter. It wasn't 3 months, as the president said. It was a period of about 5 weeks. Feinstein said she did that because Ford had contacted her, but Ford did not want to go public with her allegation. But even though she has her legitimate reasons for making that decision of not sharing this information, that is something a lot of Republicans are pointing to. They're saying if Democrats think this is a serious allegation that the FBI should be investigating, then they should have contacted, they should have made this information known to the White House, to Chairman Grassley, at an earlier period and not waited until the last week.
As everyone knows, President Trump himself has been accused of sexual misconduct. How does the White House handling and Republican handling of this situation affect their chances in the midterm? And how much are they thinking about President Trump?
A lot. They're thinking about that a lot. You're right. Republicans, even before this, have had major problems with women voters, high education, high income women voters especially. And I think one senator to look at to see how careful Republicans are treading here is Ted Cruz. He's a member of the Judiciary Committee who's up for re-election this year in a race that's closer than he expected it to be. He has been incredibly careful, either not talking to reporters or issuing very carefully worded statements saying he looks forward to hearing to Ford's allegations. He takes them seriously. He is not questioning her credibility or anything like that.
Do you think there's any chance there's going to be an FBI investigation?
Probably not. Probably not, because the White House doesn't want one. I think my understanding is when it comes to looking into job applications, background checks, that happens at the request of the White House. They have no indication they want one.
A lot of people have been comparing this to Clarence Thomas's confirmation and Anita Hill, who accused him of sexual harassment. This was back in 1991. The FBI did investigate her claims before she testified. And now she wants the FBI to investigate Ford's claim and not to rush the hearing. Here she is on Good Morning America on ABC.
The hearing questions need to have a frame, and the investigation is the best frame for that, a neutral investigation that can pull together the facts, create a record so that the senators can draw on the information they receive to develop their questions.
Now, Scott, you say you don't think that there's going to be an FBI investigation. Senators are gone now, right? The rest of this week, nothing's going to happen on this in the next several days. But then there's going to be a hearing on Monday, one way or the other.
Right. Or it could be canceled. I mean, I think honestly, at this moment, we really don't know. And I think that a lot of listeners may cringe at viewing this through the idea of political momentum and political power. But that's how justices are confirmed or not confirmed. And I think earlier in the week, Democrats felt like momentum was going their way, that these allegations were being taken seriously. But now that Ford is balking at testifying Monday, I think Republicans feel like they can say, hey, we gave you a fair chance. You didn't come. We have to move forward.
We will be watching what happens. NPR congressional correspondent Scott Detrow, thank you.
Thank you.